Now, Phil, you mentioned that you actually studied automotive engineering.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, can you explain what automotive engineering is?
It's basically car design and basically technology involved in cars in all aspects, the engine, the performance, the aerodynamics. So it's basically a view, overview of all kind of car aspects and the future.
Cool. So you must know a lot about the cars of the future and stuff. I mean, how do you see cars in, let's say, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years?
In the near future, I think the big developments will be alternative fuels. At the moment, petrol and diesel engines are causing a lot of damage to the planet, and we're going to eventually run out of natural resources. So I think the developments will be towards electric or hybrid cars, or
Right.
maybe even using fuel cells such as hydrogen.
Well, like how many years away do you think this is?
Realistically, 10 to 15 years away before we start seeing the first ones in production, but before we see everyone using them, it's going to be 20 years, I would have thought, I'd guess.
Right. Now, I once had a student who was an engineer for Chrysler, Daimler Chrysler, and he was saying that they already have cars that can drive without people. Like you can just say your location and it'll go there. Do you know
I've
about that?
seen the technology from a German company called Volkswagen as well. The problem with this technology, it's brilliant, it's amazing what it can do, but it's people's attitude is the problem. People like the sense of freedom from having a car, and
Right.
if your car is driving you, then you lose that. It's like being on a train or something, so you lose that individual sense of freedom.
That's right. That's a good
Yeah,
point.
and then there's the infrastructure.
Okay, so you think that basically it'll never take off. People will always want to drive their own cars.
Possibly, although maybe they could develop a system where in the inner cities this system is used to basically help, because traffic flow and congestion is a problem. So
Right.
maybe within the cities this system could be used, but outside the cities people will always want their freedom in the country roads, the thrill of driving, the excitement.
Right. Now, when you watch movies, you often see cars that can fly or cars that can go underwater, like in a James Bond movie. Do you see that maybe in the future?
Underwater, I think, would be a bit pointless to, and very difficult to achieve. The engineering is, it's possible now, but the engineering is just ridiculously high tech. But I don't know about the flying cars. I maybe in hundreds of years, but certainly not in my lifetime, and not in anyone's lifetime listening to this website, no.
All right, thanks a lot, Phil.